The state of Michigan has reached a $600 million settlement with residents of Flint over the city's drinking water crisis. The problems began in 2014 when improperly treated water corroded the city's pipes and leached lead into the tap water, making people sick. We wanted to hear what Flint residents thought, so we called up Janaea McDonald. She's a substitute teacher and mother of two young boys. When my co-host Ari Shapiro met Janaea 4 years ago in February 2016, she had taught her boys a really important lesson.
What I'll tell you about that water is poison.
We've continued to check in with her throughout the years, and she joins us again now. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So, Governor Gretchen Whitmer called this a step toward making amends. How do you feel? What's your reaction to the settlement?
It's like a little ray of sunshine for me and for my family. My biggest fear is that everyone will forget about Flint. It will get swept under the rug and no one will remember. So I'm very excited to know that our wonderful governor kept her promise about keeping this on her forefront of her mind and that Flint residents matter.
Much of the money will be devoted to children who were 6 years or younger when first exposed to the contaminated water. And your sons, Justice and Josiah, fall into that category. Will you be seeking compensation, and is it enough?
There is no amount that will be enough, ever. If each of us got the $600 million apiece, that still will not replace the damage that was done. I have very close friends who lost parents to Legionnaires. Mm. I'm still under the belief that my son's autism is a result of this lead-tainted water. Wow. So there is no amount of money that could replace or even try to comfort lifelong things like that.
Are you going to seek compensation?
100%, yes.
And you know, I've been thinking about this. You haven't been on the program since the pandemic started. And I've really wondered how COVID-19 has impacted you and your neighbors, especially with all this necessary extra hand washing.
Big amount of stress. You already tried to kind of limit how much you were playing or in the water or trying to wash your hands, but now you don't have a choice. I can live with whatever little damage that lead is possibly doing to my body and ingestment through my skin, but I can't live through COVID. I have an autoimmune disease with my lupus, so I think it would take me out. So I'll take my chances washing my hands with the Flint water versus getting COVID.
You know, during that last interview, you told us Flint is home and you wanted to see change happening in your city. Do you see that change happening?
Layla. being completely honest, I did with our last administration. We just recently got a new mayor.
And you're referring to Flint's mayor, Sheldon Neely, who came into office in 2019, right?
Correct. I'm still waiting to see what his term is going to look like.
And what do you want?
I want transparency. I want to know that everyone has safe lines going to their homes. I want to know that everyone have access to water if they don't have safe lines, which that is gone. And making sure that filters are available. There is nowhere, no one giving out free filters to residents in Flint. All of that stuff stopped. I would love to know that in the future, because of the lead-tainted water, that our children in 10, 15, 20 years will have the support that they need once things start coming out because of this lead. And I don't think that $600 million will cover all of that.
Yeah. That's Flint resident Janaea McDonald. Thank you so much.
Thank you.